Blog Talk Radio.
If you just want to lift those hands and without making a lot of noise, just speak to the Lord in a subtle voice today and tell him, say, Lord, I just want you. I don't know what we would do without you.
I'm going to tell you what God just said to me. He said, use the fire.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I see an axe laid at the root of a tree. Oh, my God. God's about to cut some stuff down for you.
Ooh-ooh.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
All that bad blood, He going to give a blood transfusion in your family tree. There's some new people coming on the scene in your life. You better hear them. Shada.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's some new, there's a corporate company of people coming in your life. There's some women coming in your life, and some of them will be very young women. And I want you to begin to worship God. Get yourself somewhere quiet. This is a new day. Anything on your spirit you want to say to the nations or to me?
I had called you probably about two weeks ago, because you had spoke a word to me before, and it wouldn't leave my spirit, you know what I'm saying? You know, you spoke something to me about a dawn, and somebody came, like a friend of mine. She said something to me shortly after that, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to, first, I just want to thank you, you know what I'm saying? And I know, like, I see some things that are going on. There are some struggles, but God is telling me to tell you to push, you know what I'm saying, because it's something that you're about to give birth to. And I see that there's some hurt, and there's some that walked away, but it's all right, you know what I'm saying, because God said he's making those crooked places straight. And I just feel like God is releasing fresh fire into you tonight, you know what I'm saying, and I just see he's restoring. I just hear God saying restitution, recovery, and those things that was hidden, God said he's going to reveal those things to you. And I don't know why, but I see some kind of building. God, I just thank you for what you're doing, oh God. And God, I hear you saying a turnaround, oh God. And God, you said that you're releasing new strength into him, Father, new revelation, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing, oh God, a refreshing, even for him tonight, God. Fresh fire, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
And Lord God,
yes,
all slander, I tear it down now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Father, I destroy everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
And Father God, everything that has tried to penetrate his life that's not of you, oh God, I dismantle it now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. Thank thank you, Father, for the apostolic authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, I hear you saying establishment, God. Thank you for the establishment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, you said many mysteries that you're going to show him, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the missing puzzle pieces, oh God, being revealed in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing, oh God. God, you said the mountain is removed. So I thank you, and I honor, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woman of God, I am holding in my hand as you prophesy, woman of God, a book called Fresh Fire. There's no way you can know this. And I know the voice of God. And I was telling my Queen Katrina what I'm expecting for the souls and the nations. I not only prophesy, I listen to others. I thank you.
That is blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground.
Well, praise God, I am so happy that you tune into Prophecy Alive. I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. Listen, God is moving by his spirit. And I want every one of you to know that by faith, and that seems like it's an outdated word nowadays, but I want you to know that God is still moving by faith. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. We talk by faith. We love by faith. We pray by faith. And this is how God moves, because he or she that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I want you to know that right now that God is not dead. He is not dead. He never can die. Even when Jesus, God became a man and sent Jesus, and Jesus walked the earth and did miracles, signs, and wonders, healed the sick, cast out devils, raised the dead, and he told the people of his day, he said, listen, you don't take my life. Stop thinking folk is taking something from you. Jesus said, listen, you don't take my life, but I lay it down. And he said, in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. And he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm not talking about a casual relationship. I'm not talking about a church-going relationship. I'm not talking about a dance, a shout, a relationship. I'm not talking about a preaching relationship. I'm talking about an intimate relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. And this is the only way for God to reward us. And the reason God said, if you seek me diligently, I will reward you. What is that reward? I know some people want to think it's homes, cars, and money and things of that nature. But I got news for you, and I want you to hear this. When God rewards us for seeking his face, you get face for face. Tap somebody and tell them, I want his face. Glory to God. When you seek God, he'll give you himself. When you pray and you seek God with all of your heart and all of your strength, soul and body, God said, I'm going to give you me. What better promise? What better miracle? What better blessing is God? None. No better blessing, no better miracle than God. It is his presence. Oh, I want you to hear me. It is his presence that you want. You really do. You might think you want this and that, but when it all boils down, what we really want is his presence, because it is his, in his presence is the fullness of joy. Are you getting this now? Yeah, you want his presence. I want his presence, because it's in his presence that I am fulfilled. Ah, come on, men. You might think a woman can fulfill you, but I promise you, oh, women, you might think a man can fulfill you. Oh, lady, you might think another woman can fulfill you. Oh, man, you might think another man can fulfill you. But when it all is said and done, only his presence can fulfill the heart cry. Oh, yes. Do you have a heart cry? I do. I do. There's a heart cry. God hears that. He hears the innermost cry. Here's a woman coming to Jesus. Jesus is sitting on Jacob's well. And here comes a woman. She comes, and she wants to give the master something to drink. But he looked upon her, knowing her life. He discusses with her about her intimacy, and he said to her, "Woman, if you would have known who it is that you're asking, do I want to drink? But if you would have known who I am that's talking to you, for I am the seventh one. You've had five husbands, and even the number six that you have, he doesn't even belong to you. I am that I am is talking to you, woman. I can give you something that will quench your inner thirst. You can drink a glass of water, and that'll do you for a little time. But as soon as you're thirsty again, you're going to want another glass of water. But Jesus is saying to us tonight, if you get my water, you'll never thirst again, because the water that I'm going to give you, it'll spring up out of your belly. Every time I hear that, it does something to my spirit. I know it's something going on with you, mother. Oh, you thought you were just tuning in to hear me. Don't have anything to do with me. But there is a man, there is a balm in Gilead. And I'm telling you, and you're rubbing your right knee. I want you to know that your body belongs to God. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost? And right now, Jesus is saying, if you get some of my stuff, if you get some of my life, you will never hunger or thirst again. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with righteousness. Yeah, yeah, that'll do it. You know, we can almost see there's a dynamic. There's a great falling away. People are leaving. Listen, y'all, they're leaving church as usual, even in droves. They're leaving the mainline Christianity, not because they don't want God. It's because they want God. They just don't want manna, man, yes. They don't want to continue to be in the wilderness. Since I'm in the wilderness, my God, I better have God. I better eat from the table of the Most High God. Since I'm going to go through all this mess right here, since my family is cutting up, my husband is cutting up, my wife is cutting up, since I got to go through financial issues, I might as well go through it with the presence of God. Oh, yeah, I might as well do it with his presence. I'm going to go to the phones, but after this, stay with me. Hallelujah. Be healed. I'm believing God right now. There's somebody that's listening to me right now. I believe God for your body to be totally, not just healed, but made whole. There's a move of God. And I'm telling you that this is a move likened unto the spirit of Elijah. God is restoring in this hour the hearts of the fathers to the children. We have enough spiritual dads, but we need fathers. And I decree by the Spirit of God that in the land, in the earth, God has loosed those who love God and love his people. And I feel right now that it's like the Lord was dealing with me earlier today in my meditation, and I heard a word called congregation. And I said, "What, Lord?" He said, "I am loosing my congregation." We must understand that this gathering is not a denominational move. This gathering is not a move of man. It's not a move where man can take credit. It is a move of the Holy Spirit. Hear me good. Now, listen. God spoke to my spirit, and he said it so loud. He said, congregation. He said, so many times my shepherds feel as though the people, my people, which are called by my name, belongs to them. But they did not die for them. Do you not know that God can blow congregations wherever he will? He can send, just like in the Bible days, he loosed the angels. God can send his flock where he chooses. It will behoove us to make sure, even as Jesus said to Peter, he said, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you." Jesus said again, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Lord, I love you. I love you now. Why do you keep asking me that? What's up, Jesus?" Jesus said a third time, he said, "Peter, do you love me?" so many times there are so many people caught up in certificates of ministry, awards of man. Now, come on. Now, license. And all of these things are, well, good. But God is saying to me tonight to tell his people, I have one question. Do you love me, apostle? Do you love me, prophet? Do you love me, evangelists? Do you love me, pastors? Do you love me, teachers? Do you love me, deacons? Do you love me, mothers? Do you love me? Oh, choir singers, do you love me? Ushers, do you love me? Board members, oh well, do you love me? And if you love me, Peter, feed my sheep. Don't feed your ego. Over to God, don't feed your own will. Don't feed your own ambition. Don't feed your own dream. Don't feed your own ways, but feed my sheep. My sheep, they know my voice. They may accept you for a little time, but they know my voice. They may act like they love your preaching and love your prophesying and love your whatevers. But do you know my sheep know and my voice? Do you know that there are some sheep that don't belong to Christ? They are manufactured sheep. There are sheep that are created by denominations. But he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Let me go to the phone lines right now. I have a 301 area code. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Prophecy Alive.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. My name is Monica, and this is actually my first call to you. And the reason for my call is that I wanted to know if the Lord has something to say about me or my life, or I've had some decisions in my life, really serious decisions in my life that I need to make, and I just wanted to know if God will speak to you and tell you anything that he needs me to do or what direction he wants me to go or anything that you hear for my life at this time.
Father God, I give you praise for this one. I give you praise that you are totally wise God. There's nothing that you can't see or don't know. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her desire to know your will. And I give you all the praise and all the glory, my good friend, the Holy Spirit. I would say to you that there's been words spoken to you on this, some of these issues. I want you to know that God is pleased with your quest to know him. The only thing that I can tell you tonight is for you to enter a season where you are prostrated before the Lord. For it would be in the nighttime that he will begin to speak with you. I will tell you that the month of June will be a month of change for you.
Thank you.
The month of June.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome caller. Praise God. I thank God for her. I thank God for what he's doing. I have another caller. I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
Good morning, Prophet Roderick. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's in the evening here. This is my friend from New Zealand. God bless
you. Yes, it is. God bless you, Prophet. God bless you.
What's on your heart?
Thank you for your prayers over me and my family and my children. I have received great healing, good healing, and it was some real deep stuff. And I'm in so much peace and humbleness and just relax. And I just want more of God.
Wow. Wow. And you know, from the first time that my queen and I met you by way of radio, we sensed that so much, that you want God. You want God. And you know what? There is no greater desire than wanting God. I would have you know that the Holy Spirit is touching me now. And I would have you be reminded of Moses. And you remember Moses when God had chose him to bring a great deliverance to his people. And God wants me to remind you of this. When God brought the people into the land to possess the land, there were greater and mightier people in that land. God has brought you into the place of your inheritance. But there are great people in that land. There are great giants. But God has given you the faith. He has given you the will and the courage to overcome. Are you ready for the giants to fall?
Amen. Yes, I am.
Well, I got good news for you. It's not often time that you call. Many times God has spoke. This time God has shifted me to telling you, you have entered your promised land.
Oh, wow.
Now, are you ready with a good report? Can you overtake the demonic forces that will come up against you in your promise?
With the Lord's help, very much.
You've answered well. Will you go forth and be courageous and be encouraged? Because there are three things that I see going to take place in a matter of 2 weeks. Listen to me closely.
Yes,
God
perfect.
Is going to get the victory in your life over these three areas. These areas include finances. There's going to be a shift of the way you receive income. Did you hear me?
Yes.
God's going to show you a witty invention.
But,
he's going to give you an insight on something that is so simple. I can hear you saying, this is almost unbelievable. But God is going to take a little crumb, listen to me, and he's going to take that crumb and he's going to feed your 5,000.
Oh, praise the Lord.
There are 5,000 people that's going to be involved in a residual income for you. My God. In other words, you know, there are certain people that goes to McDonald's every day.
Yes.
I mean, McDonald's are open because of their regular people. Although they sell hamburgers across the world, there are in every city the faithful customers. God has loosed to you, this is crazy, God, but I love it, 5,000 customers.
Wow.
Just for you. God spoke to me and he said, I'm giving people into the hands of my servants. In other words, God has sent 3,000 here, 1,000 there, and they will be regular customers. Glory to God. You watch the answer to the attacks from those that are rich upon the poor. Say this, God has a way out for me.
God has a way out for me.
Can you give him a shout? I had no idea
Amen.
That I would say
Amen.
This to you.
Hallelujah.
Do you receive it?
I receive it, Prophet. I truly receive it. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
I bind the spirits of the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, those spirits that may seem better than you, higher than you, richer than you, but God will cause them to bow before you. There's a strong apostolic mandate on your life. And you have entered your promised land. Now go in the strength of the Lord and produce. Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much. I received that word, Prophet. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed. I just wanted to ring in and just tell you, give you a praise report on what of the last prayer that you prayed over me and how awesome it was and how I feel like there has been a shift in me, a change in me, that I feel a lot closer to God and my relationship with Jesus has truly deepened and being more passionate and more intimate. Like I can literally feel him right there next to me.
Wow.
And the healing that I've had, it's been some real deep stuff. Like he went right into the deep core of my pains, of my hurts and, you know, past things that have happened in my childhood and stuff. And he's brought that up in me so it could be healed, you know, and that's through you interceding on my behalf. So I do thank the Lord for you and bless you for that. I thank you so much for what you've truly done for me and standing in the gap for me and my three children. You know, because it is only us four and the Lord. So, and you know, every now and then I still cry out to God and say, I tell him every day, thank you, because it is only me and you. You know, he's fathered my children since my fiance died in a car accident in the year 2000. So, you know, I'm still so blessed, even in the midst of the storm, I'm still very much blessed.
Yeah.
You know, and my hopes may get knocked down, but he surely brings it right back up there. You know, he'll give me a dream to remember, or he'll speak a word to me to remember. And that's what just keeps me there, not right up there and not below there. I'm just there, you know, and I just feel so blessed. And I just thank you for your ministry, Prophet Roderick, you know, and the School of the Prophets and what you do for the body of Christ and the building of the kingdom of God. And, you know, the word that the Lord speaks through you has reached over waters over here in New Zealand. And from here, I can pray it out over here, over my nations, over my country and the people of church and stuff like that, you know. So it's just, keeping that seed watered.
Say it again.
Keeping the seed watered.
You know, it's amazing that's what you are to our lives, me and my queen. And you said it. I never told you that. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that you were our overseas connection. Hallelujah. I feel God tonight like I've never felt him before. Hallelujah. I give God all the glory for your words. I thank God for your life, and our last conversation was so awesome, and there was such an, all your tears was like rivers, and I listened to that, me and my queen, and all people were blessed by your contrite and broken heart toward God, and oh, I see miracles coming out of the closet for you, because you are in it for souls. And your three sons, and the tragedy and the things you've experienced, but Jesus is truly your husband. I give God
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Can I tell you, can I tell you what the Holy Ghost just said before I let you go?
Yes, what?
You are a wise virgin. Hallelujah.
Oh, nice. Whoa.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
That's a compliment.
That's God, isn't it? I love you so much.
Love you too, Prophet. And God bless you and your queen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. That's awesome. I have another caller. Oh, I thank God for that woman. Lord, continue to bless her. Thank you for New Zealand. Let there be a not just a revival breakout, but a resurrection. The many lives that are in New Zealand and all of the places connected to New Zealand. I thank you, Lord, for an open door in New Zealand. And I thank you, Lord, like a blanket, the glory of God upon that place. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a 910 area code. I'm coming to you now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Hello?
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless. My name is Teresa.
Teresa.
This is my first time on the line. Yes.
Welcome.
And I want prayer for strength and to do God's will and not mine.
Teresa, you have escaped the lion's den. You have escaped many mouths, many wolves, much slander, much trouble, much shaking, much rejection. And the Lord would have me say to you, Teresa, not only this is a new day, not only this is a new season, but there is such a reward for your faithfulness. And you may say, I don't feel faithful. But God calls you faithful. God calls you faithful.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There it is. There it is. You that are listening, begin to pray and praise God for our dear sister, Teresa. I'm calling on the schools of prophets. Y'all begin to pray, prophets. Begin to intercede. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see a key in a keyhole. Tisha. Ooh, I like that one, Holy Ghost. And I see the keyhole turning. Get ready for a great miracle, Teresa. Get ready, Teresa. He has come to your house this day. The Lord. Is saying yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I
know my God. He's saying yes. Teresa, I've seen your tears. I've seen your cries. Mm-hmm. There's a song that says, somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
Had me on their mind.
Yes.
Took the time to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I'm talking about. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lisa, put your hand on your stomach right now. Do it now. I can feel the Holy Ghost, my good friend. Oh, God, in the womb, in the body. Heal the scars. Heal the tissue.
Oh,
heal now. Heal now. Heal the emotions. Heal now.
Oh,
I thank you, Father. I give you all the glory. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Therese, I don't know where you're from or who you are, but there's a church in trouble, and God is saying your prayers is going to bring revival to that place.
Jesus.
So don't you stop praying. You're almost there. Glory to God. I see a lady in the office, and I think it's some type of there's a lady sitting behind a desk, and there's some type of I don't know whether this is a legal situation or a living situation, but there's a lady behind a desk, and God's going to turn the heart of the person that has the power permitted by God, and it will be in your favor. I want you to shout favor 3 times. Do it.
Favor! 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 Hallelujah!
I love it.
Yes, I have a social security thing going on right now, and I'm waiting.
Come on, talk to me. Talk to me.
Hallelujah.
Say
I got
it
denied
again.
Several times. I applied for social security. I got denied several times.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Granted. Granted.
Hallelujah.
Granted. The Lord is great. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh.
Oh my God,
I need you to do a $3,000 budget. Listen to me. I need you to do a $3,000 budget, and that's only 10% because I see $30,000. And I don't play with money. People that know me, but I gotta tell you what I see. And I told you I see a key turning. Praise God. Now, I want to ask you to be a regular partner. It doesn't require anything that you obey the Holy Spirit, that you put God first. Keep him first. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
And I need you to pray for me and my Queen Katrina. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask my Queen before you go to come in. You need to hear her. She's taking care of business in the other room, and I'm going to bring her in right now. This is my Queen Katrina. Hold on, Teresa. Let me bring her in. My love, how are you?
I am good. I am blessed by the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Oh, my God, this is so wonderful.
Teresa,
so wonderful.
This is my
bless
Queen
you,
Katrina. God bless you.
Good evening,
God bless you, Teresa. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
It's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. There's
no one like
you. Nobody like. We glorify you, Lord.
Jesus.
We lift you up. We lift you up.
Yes, Lord. We lift you up, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Above
thank
all.
You, oh God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's nobody like Jehovah.
Oh, no, Jesus. Oh, your name, Jesus.
The great eye.
I am.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord.
Yes. Something's happening.
Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Bless Teresa.
Yes, Lord.
My queen, this is her first time calling. And the Holy Spirit just blessed her. She was, you heard, the lady I saw behind a desk in Social Security and how the Lord is moving and the key in a keyhole, it turns.
Yes.
And we thank God for only Jesus can do this. And we give
only Jesus. It reminds me of the time that the Holy Spirit had you to call our sister, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, and tell her that she would be blessed, that the Lord was sending her a blessing. And you did not know that she was waiting on anything from Social Security, and she testified concerning it. Even on the radio broadcast here, she mentioned, she said that the people from the Social Security Board called her, which they're normally not to do. They called her and told her the check was in the mail.
Jesus.
Jesus. And she did, and you didn't even know anything about it. And the Lord just moved. Mm. And she got it before, way before anybody else was supposed to get it, before the timeline that it was supposed to come. It was an immediate, it was a rush, and the Holy Spirit sent that. That's what this reminds me of.
We'll never forget that. You hear that, Teresa?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she was on our broadcast, wasn't she, baby?
Yes, she was.
And this is my sister. She did. And this is my sister, Evelyn. I have not seen in, it had to be over 8 years.
Yes.
She lives in Kansas City. So this is a witness to you, Teresa. Teresa's going to become a regular partner with us, honey. Don't we celebrate that? Hallelujah.
We celebrate. We thank the Lord for it. We thank the Lord for it. We thank the Lord for his ministry to you also, how he loves you so much and how he has touched your spirit. And the spirit of gratitude that exudes from your spirit is wonderful. We thank God for it.
Yes, we do. To God be all of it, all of the glory. We welcome you. Prophecy Alive. We don't know whether you are on the networks. We're also on Facebook. I feel led, honey, to get a pen. I want to give you our offline number. So tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Give it to her, baby.
It is 317-832-0131. Again, that's 317-832-0131.
And how do you spell your name?
It's RODRICK. And my name is Katrina, KATRINA. Our last name is ONC, OWEN. S is in Sam, B is in boy, Y.
Okay.
We are so excited for you, Teresa. We love you,
yes,
in Jesus' name, and we seal this with the blood of Jesus. And we,
yes,
thank you for the good news, and I'm sure you'll call and let us know. God bless you. We love you, don't we, honey?
Yes, we do.
Yes, thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless you.
Oh, the glory of his presence fills this place. He is moving down each aisle. Every problem he's working out. He's in this place. In this place. In this place, I'm feeling in this place. Lift your hands all over this building. The anointing.
The anointing of the Lord is in this place.
Whoa.
God, I just love what happened. I thank God for his presence and how he just moved. Oh, I'm telling you, my love, my queen, Katrina, what a move of God. The lady had no idea when she called in to Prophecy Alive, God had a word for her. You know, prophecy is also counsel. Prophecy is encouragement, exhortation. So there are different areas of prophecy, and we teach in the School of Prophets on Saturdays here in Kokomo. And we're also going to begin to have corresponding courses. So stay with us and keep up with us on Facebook. And we want you all to let us know if you would love to be a part of Prophecy Alive. You can do so by emailing us, and baby, give them our email.
Our email is ronetwork@live.com. That's RON as in Nancy, ETWORK at live.com. Feel free to write us,
yes,
inbox us on Facebook, get connected with us. Go to www.facebook.com/prophecyalivebroadcast and you'll see all the happenings that are going on, that is happening, all the things that are happening. Go to www.facebook.com/RodrickOwensby. We have great things out there. We're telling you what is the advertisement that about the School of Prophets. The School of Prophets, again, that's on Saturday in Kokomo, Indiana. The address is 1417 North Delphus Street, right on Delphus and North Street for you all who are in the Kokomo area. It is at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. And then on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern, we are at the Quality Inn. That's our temporary location. That address is 1709 East Lincoln Road. That's right on the corner of Lincoln and the old U.S. 31. It's now 931 or Reed Road. Definitely come see us.
Oh, and we love it, and we have such a great time. We go out and we witness, and we know that the Holy Ghost is the witness, and we're meeting people door to door on the streets.
Yeah.
And we're going into areas that people, I don't like to say where people are not churched, because we're not trying to church anyone, because we have moved from church to kingdom.
Yes.
God is moving, and there's a paradigm shift. And this is a spiritual revolution that's going on. And I'm not talking about a crazy revolution with guns and knives and weapons. No, it's not that type of revolution. This is a revolution with purpose. You know, we got crazy folks that have revolutions, but they don't have a purpose. We have a purpose. The violent take it by force. The kingdom of God is our purpose, touching every life with the life of Christ. You can't help nobody else's life if you don't have the life of God flowing on the inside of you. So, honey, we have a great time. And to let you all know, we are entering, I'm going to be sharing about the Elijah revolution. We're going to be sharing about the prophet Elijah and what that has to do with today. And we thank God for the great pastor M.L. Hall at Grace Memorial Institutional Church there. And he's a great pastor, and he has blessed us and gave us his blessing to host Prophecy Alive right there at 1417 North Delphus. And do be a blessing to that ministry. Go and see him minister on Sundays, 1145, 1417 North Delphus here in Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. And I thank God for him. Any information that you need, get in touch with me and my queen, and we would love to let you know what God is doing. Also, my queen and I, we are authors, and I'm looking forward to the nations getting our books and our DVDs, and the launching will be coming soon. Our website is under construction. The launching of the Gathering Ministry was such a success the last week in March, wasn't it, honey?
Oh, yes, it was. The Spirit of the Lord is so awesome. I mean,
yes.
Just to see how the Spirit of the Lord came into the place and blessed his people. And on the three nights, it was so power-packed. We had people from all walks of life. We had people to visit us from the radio broadcast, came from out of Louisiana, came from out of Maryland, came from out of Milwaukee. We had people from all over Indiana come in, people from Michigan. There was such an awesome movement of the Spirit in the place. And then we had a lot of musical groups, all types of musical groups. We had an author, we had rappers and things like that, gospel rappers. So it touched each and every age range of people. And then the signs, wonders, the miracles, blinded eyes were open. That is the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that's, he shows his approval. He said, with signs and wonders following, the word of God exploding, just revealing and giving life to the people. There is so much happening in the spirit realm. And we thank God that the presence of God is here with us in Kokomo, Indiana, because he is definitely needed.
We do, honey. We praise God. And that video, that DVD, is going to be made available real soon. We're going to be meeting with the crew that's involved, Mr. Chang, our video man, and we're going to be meeting with him this week. And so we're going to make that available to you all. So continue to pray for the Gathering Ministries and also Prophecy Alive. Well, honey, I have another caller. Stay with me. Let me answer. This is a 985 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you, family?
I'm fine. Hello, Queen. How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Keita? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'll call you.
Congratulations.
Yes, that's what I want to say. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank God for walking by faith and not by sight for my new vehicle and my customer service team.
Yes,
I just want to call and give my praise report. I mean, it's just like I felt it, and my husband was sleeping. I was just like, get up, we're going to get our car today. So he was like, give me an hour, give me another hour. So it was like 12 o'clock. I said, look, your hour up. Let's go get this car right now.
Bless,
and I just wanted people to know it's really not about what the credit score say. It's about what God say. So they
say
don't even get discouraged. Yes. And I just was so happy. I just, you know, wanted to call and share that with the world.
Wow. Honey.
Yes. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I really thank God that we, I mean, just really just like leaning on him, we doing more with one income than we ever did when we had two. It's just so many doors just opening up, and I just give him the glory. I do.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, and your faith is, and you and your husband, Greg, and the prophets, I'm telling you, woman of God, your faith has touched God. You and your husband, your faith. That's good.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
You know, because of what happened to you, there's an anointing for vehicles. Now, the waters are stirred right now, people. Shakita, I want you to loose the same favor that's on your life on this broadcast. Somebody right now, believe in God for a miracle. Go ahead, Shakita.
Jesus, I just want to say, get up in the morning, touch first base with God. You have to be on first base, not second base. Give him all the glory. Trust him. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways. And he will direct your path. Because if you try to fix it on your own, you're going to end up messing it up. So you have to learn how to stay on first base with Christ. And that's what I want to say.
Honey, that a preach.
That a preach. I think it started just a bit ago. She was ready to preach it right then.
Girl, you're going to preach that. First base with God. First base. Praise God.
First base. Yes.
I can hear a message, can't you?
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming.
Hey.
Stay tuned.
I love it. I love it. How are the young prophets doing?
Well, okay, Lil Greg got hurt yesterday in practice. When I got the phone call, you know, I had to call Jesus. And when I got there, his, what is it called, Greg? His shin was swollen real bad. He got tackled.
Okay.
But nothing was broken, so everything is okay. So he's okay. He's just out for a week, and the other two are fine.
And he'll bounce back. Everybody's fine. We love the fellowship we have. We had so much fun, didn't we, honey, with our family? And,
yes, we did.
Oh, we went back bowling. I won this time, y'all. I was scared.
She bowled like she's walking to Walmart, y'all.
But I won. I would. They said,
you know,
I cheated.
I could see you rubbing it in too.
Oh, you know I did. I made a video, so I'm going to have to see this.
What were you saying, honey? No, I'm just so I can see her bowling because we got a film of her while they were in Kokomo. And we look at this film often. I'm not going to put it on. You know, I ain't like these
don't
people
do
put it on Facebook. I ain't going to do it. But your husband won.
Yeah, he won that time. He won that time.
So you got him back.
I got him back. And then he said I cheated. But I said, how am I cheating? But I won. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I just had to get my praise report.
Excited. We are excited for you.
Amen. Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
That was awesome, honey. That was beautiful. Yes. We have some more callers. We love our family, and we believe in God for something that is beyond words that is taking place. I have a 678. I'm coming to you right now. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
God bless you. Hello.
How may we help you? Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I want to hear a word from the Lord.
The word for you is listen. Listen. You have to take your time. Don't be in a hurry. Relax. I see some, it's like I see your spirit and it's doing a lot. It's busy. It's real busy. And there's so much distractions. But I can see God bringing peace to you, even to your mind. Even to your mind, to your dwelling place. It's like I see a lot of issues flowing around you. People are not happy. There's some fussing and disagreements. It's like I can feel the energy of that. And God wants you to stay away from confrontation. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Am I talking to you?
Yes, you are. Praise the Lord. You are.
Stay away from that confrontation. Anything, honey, on your heart?
I just feel that when you were speaking that word listen, I started hearing the song Listen that Beyonce sang. And some people may say, this is a religious show. No, this is a kingdom show. Listen. And I just feel like there should be laughter around you. You've been around a lot of chaos. You need to laugh more.
Yes.
Laughter
Lord,
does
yes.
heart good like a medicine, a merry
yes.
heart.
Yes.
You need to laugh more. Mm. Not laugh at folk, but laugh. Enjoyment. Enjoy
Lord,
life. That's
right.
what Jesus said.
Right.
That he comes to give us life and that more abundantly. And you can have, I think so many times we have gotten to a place where we think because we walk in Christianity that we are supposed to mope around. He came that we have life and that more abundantly. Ask him to teach you how to live and enjoy life because that's what I said for you.
Yes, that's what I need. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, my God. Yes,
someone.
I'm just,
go ahead.
This has been so much that has gone on with me and my kids. I'm raising my granddaughter. She's getting ready to graduate from high school. Not sure what college she's going to go to, but I'm just praying and hoping that she might make the right decision and not steer in the wrong direction. I raised her from a child.
Let me say something that I want to tell you. My queen was telling you about love and enjoying yourself. What you're going to have to do, there's a word that's hard for you to say, and it's called no.
No.
Yep, you're right.
You and no don't get along, but you're going to have to get used to no and how to say no, because that word is going to give you more peace, because you have your heart is so big, you just love everybody. And that's okay, but just remember, you're not Jesus.
Amen.
I got to tell you something. I see a new, honey, how can I say this? I see a new dude, a new hair dude. What'd you say, baby?
A new dude.
And I see a total makeover.
Yeah.
I see a total makeover. And there's a woman that's going to minister to your head. She's going to minister to you. And someone is planning, and I shouldn't tell this, but let me say it like this. There's a surprise coming. I'll leave it at that, okay?
What's the surprise?
I'm not going to tell you because I'm not going to get in trouble, but I'm going to use wisdom. Praise God. Just get ready for a surprise, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Is this your first time?
This is my first time.
Welcome to Prophecy Alive, don't we, honey? We welcome her.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Continue to be with us and keep God first, and we want to be a part of your spiritual growth. Is that okay?
That's wonderful.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, that's wonderful, honey, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Praise God. I have another caller. I have many callers. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're going to be going off here soon. I guess we'll stick around till 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Usually we go to 10 o'clock. We'll see what happens. 443, I'm coming to you right now. Praise. God bless you.
God bless you.
How you doing, Lance?
I'm well. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. Here with my Queen Katrina.
Yes,
Lance, honey. Lance sneaking up in.
God bless you.
I think this is my first time speaking with you, Miss Katrina.
God bless you, Lance.
What's on your heart?
Well, you know, I just want to call and just say thank you to both of you. Just want to encourage you. You know how I call in every time already.
I know you. You bless us so much with your encouragement. You really do. You got a song you want to sing, or?
I will sing.
Oh, praise God. Well, honey, he does that. He just called to bless us, and that's rewarding, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Always good.
And he cares about what God is doing, and we care about him, although he did not come.
Oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh.
I was there in spirit.
I ain't going to even respond to that. I was there in spirit. Okay. I want you to be there in spirit and truth. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Nah, I'm messing with you. But
oh,
love
gosh.
You.
I love you, too. And I just thank you, Lord, for putting me, you know, in the company of other prophets, you know. Starting to develop, you know, just different relationships with people I could talk to that who are prophetic. You know, I spoke with Prophet Travis last week.
Good.
Cool dude, you know. So I just thank you for all the connections and everything like that. It's a blessing.
You're welcome. And there's more to come. And you are a part of the School of Prophets, and you are an upcoming prophet yourself. Global And we enjoy Prophet Travis, honey. He's just been a part of us, and he's such a blessing, and we thank God for him all the way in Canada, and we thank God for you. Honey, the best is yet to come, but it's here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The Lord is so great. His mercy and his love, his grace, it endures. It stands with us firm.
Yeah.
We thank God for his spirit.
My God. Well, Lance, anything else on your heart? Because, you know, we end up talking and forget we're on radio.
Well, I mean, I just want to let you know, too, that I don't know if you knew it or not, but I'm in graduate school now, and I'm in graduate school, and I graduate in June, next June, this June.
June is 2014, this June.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. Yay! I wish I had one note. Audience,
no, please,
but
no.
I'm going to have to get one.
So just keep me in prayer about, you know, the, you know, next steps and everything like that. Make sure I, you know, because that's a transition.
Yeah. Honey, let's pray for that now.
Yes.
Go ahead, baby.
Father, we thank you right now for your son, Lance. We thank you that, Lord, even now as he's about to embark on this new found transition, this newfound ground that you are transitioning him into and even shifting him and ushering him to, Lord, we thank you that you are ministering to him in the ways of your spirit, making sure that he knows which way to go. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we thank you that you're ordering his steps aright, God. Thanking you, Lord, that you're covering him with your blood each and every place he goes, and that, Lord, no enemy, that no strangers will come up to devour, Lord God, but only that the spirit of life and truth will be with him. God, we thank you for the doors that will be open, the connections that will continue to come into his life. And thank you now that even now, Father, that you have sent him a father in the spirit and big brothers in the spirit that can connect with him and minister unto him and stir up the gift of God that is on the inside of him. And he has
God.
Counsel. For in the midst of counsel, there is great wisdom. And we thank you, Lord God, for Lance right now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, baby. Lance, you are all right. Success is on you, man.
Praise God.
And, you know, I will take off in your luxury car. So, when I ask
in my luxury car.
Luxury car. I will take off in, and I'll say, Lance, I feel something. Let me hold your keys. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I now stop your head.
What'd you say? What did you
say? I said, you feel a knot on top of your head. Take my car.
Really?
I'll let you drive it.
You said I'm sorry. You said I'm sorry, Prophet. I want to hear it.
I'm sorry, Prophet.
Okay. I love you, Lance.
I love you, too.
Later, son. I love that boy. God bless you. Oh, that's so wonderful, isn't it, honey?
Yes, it is. We thank God.
I had someone, they got in touch with me. She said, that is your spiritual son. And I don't take that word and throw it around, you know. A lot of folk call people spiritual sons and daughters. They're trying to keep them at their church. Oh,
that's right.
Hallelujah. But hallelujah. If someone is your spiritual son, they're going to produce. Praise
God. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Baby, I'm telling you, the Lord is so good. I feel such a energy, a freeness because of the people. When the people are blessed, that's when we are blessed.
Absolutely. We thank God for his people. Just, I mean, you know, there. I was thinking just a little bit ago how the people of God are getting blessed.
Yeah.
They're being spoken into their spirits. You know, there's a song that says, we need a word from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord can just touch a person's spirit, I mean, down in the well of that person's spirit, you know,
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes one of the things I long for, and it's the gully washing. That's what the old mothers call them, the gully washing, when you're just in
yes.
the presence of the Lord and he just saturates you with his spirit. And when a person can get in the presence of God and the spirit of God, that's what happened tonight and what's been happening on this broadcast. I sense that people get a word from the Lord that hits them in the of their spirit. See, that's what we need. We don't need a surface word. We need a something that's going to go into you and stick with you and going to bring change, that's going to destroy the yokes of bondage, that's going to just lead you into a right way. And the sister, we thank God from New Zealand, she called with such a zeal, such a joy in her spirit, testifying about the greatness of God and how she feels lighter, her spirit, and the deliverance that's happening in her life. We need deliverance. We need freedom. We need a freshness.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that because we need that. And that was so awesome that you just, we just, you know, that word can just hit them in the That's what I'm feeling. Lord, we need a word in the of our spirit.
Hey. You done start some. I felt that.
Shaka. Ma.
Yeah, by my side.
Jesus. Get us in the
word.
Jesus.
Oh, somebody
run,
get on the run. Jesus.
My Lord. You remember when your mama stood at the kitchen sink and just sang them hymns?
Yeah.
You just didn't know what was going on, but there was something about those hymns.
Yes.
She was like, what does she mean? My auntie used to say, do Jesus. And I
do
never
Jesus.
Understood as a little girl, what does she mean by do Jesus? We need to know him. My God. Jesus.
I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it.
Jesus.
Oh,
your spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Oh, you you done went in, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Whoa, yeah, I'm sitting here, boy. God, hey.
Ooh, Jesus. Get your rock on, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Yes, Lord.
I was reading here, baby, Deuteronomy 7 and 1. It says, when the Lord your God brings you, it's on what you said, baby. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, Deuteronomy 7 and 1, when he brings you into the land which you go to possess. See, we're not just,
yes.
just going somewhere. We're going somewhere to possess. And
yes.
that's the way we fast. That's the way we pray. That's the way we love. I love with a purpose. I'm in
yeah.
love with you, my queen, with a purpose. I'm not in love with you just to be in love with you. I could have been in love with anybody, but it wouldn't have been a purpose there. I'm in love with a purpose. So many people don't love with a purpose. I just loved in him. You know, somebody said, I just loved in him.
My God.
I don't know what loved it means, but I understand the slang. Praise God. That loved it means you loved him in past tense. Stop saying loved it.
Mm.
Praise God.
Oh, my God.
Now, that means you think he's dead or something, or she's dead. But he said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And it's not just talking about drawing people to your church, drawing people
yeah.
to your ministry. God said, love people enough that the anointing will draw them.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
So he's leading us, honey, into a place
yes.
and with a purpose. And it's with to possess, Deuteronomy 71. And then it says, and has cast out many nations before you. Whenever God is getting ready to give you an inheritance, he done got rid of some stuff. Praise God.
My God.
He done got rid of
My
some
God.
Nations. How many nations has God got rid
My
of
God.
For you?
Hayabo Shama.
Hey!
Who drives out them nations?
Rid of you. I came here
Hallelujah.
To tell you, me and my queen Katrina, that there are some nations that are not here because of you. And look what God said.
My God.
He said, I cast out many nations. I've cast out many demons before you got here, before you and I were born, before you that are listening were born. There's some demons been cast out, been dealt with before you and I were born. And this is what he says. He's going to mention them. He said the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hevites. Come on. And the Jebusites. I cast out seven nations greater and mightier than you, just to give you a miracle. Stop making excuses. Stop talking about I can't do it. I can't win. I'm afraid of success. Leave that stuff alone. You stop speaking like the naysayers, the gainsayers. You rise up right there from that office, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
You rise up right there, woman of God, children of the Most High God, and you begin to rise up and say, listen, God then cast out seven nations for me to get this. I'm coming to get my stuff. I'm not going to let the devil...
Lord.
As my queen said, you got a word. Oh, baby.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And, honey, you know what God said? He told him, now when you get to this place of promise, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
He set him up. He said, when you get to that place, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Watch God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're going to defeat people who are greater than you.
Yes.
See, first he'll cast them out, and then he'll let you handle business.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. God always defeats our foes before we get to them.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
God always defeats our foes before we get to them. And then he says to our enemies, sit at the table and watch my sons and daughters eat. Glory to God.
Yes.
God will whoop your enemies and then make them sit down and watch you eat.
Yes. My God. My God. My God.
God said, I got a place flowing with milk and honey. I got a large place for you. He said, but the enemy that is presently there is impossible for you by yourself to overcome.
Yes.
They are bigger and stronger. Watch this. Now, this takes the air, baby, out of the balloon. Listen to this. God has given Israel, he gave Israel an abundant promise.
Yes.
Abundant living. Every level. But the promise came with a price. See, we want the promise, but we don't want the price.
That's right.
You got to pay the price for your promise.
Thank you.
If you're willing, and you know what the price is, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to fight for it. You ain't even got to search far for it. I'm going to tell you the promise. I'm going to tell you the greatest sacrifice with great rewards. God is saying it's going to cost you obedience.
Thank you, Jesus.
Half obedience is dangerous. Israel had insurmountable obstacles. There are obstacles for every promise.
Yes.
Don't listen to these folks that tell you you got to name it, claim it, slap it, tap it, get it.
Oh, my God. My God.
The enemy will sell you a lie with a tune and have you jumping and shouting all excited. And cheat you right out of your blessing.
Yes.
You can plant your seed in the wrong soil and miss your miracle.
My Lord.
But in spite of it all, God allowed Joshua and Caleb to possess the land.
Yes.
Jesus and his dog.
My God.
And they said dog is a man's best friend. Well, I guess it was, because Caleb means dog.
Yes.
Now, honey, we got a little puppy named Luke. Luke is so loyal.
Yes, he is.
I baptized Luke, didn't I? Did you hear me, baby?
He's so funny. Yes,
I said
so
I baptized
funny.
Him.
Yes, you did baptize him. He's so funny. If you, when we're standing up reading the word or if we're praying, he comes right in the midst of us.
And bows.
Yes, he does. He's ready to pray. He's ready to hear the word just like the rest of us.
I took him down in Jesus' name.
Yes, you did.
Right in the tub.
He's funny, too.
Take me to the water. I baptize. Hallelujah. Well, it's me and my Queen Katrina, and we thank God for our listeners. Y'all stand by.
Yes, we do.
We will be
right.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. This is Prophet Roderick Owensby. You can reach me by calling 317-832-0131. You can also reach me on Facebook. Send all emails and prayer requests to ronetwork@live.com. Remember, prophecy is not dead. It's alive. Prophecy Alive, P.O. Box 2631, Kokomo, Indiana, 46904-2631. I want to hear from you. God bless you. Until next time.
God is so good. He's worthy of all praises. I'm telling you. Honey, I am enjoying this night. I'm going to take another caller. I'm not sure whether I've answered this call because sometimes the numbers change. So I'm going to try this call again. God bless you.
Hey, Prophet.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. This is Adrian.
Praise God. Couldn't recognize the number. What's on your heart tonight?
Yeah. I stole my daughter's phone because my phone didn't have a battery. I'm really bad about plugging my phone up, so I don't have any battery. So I swiped her phone while she was washing dishes.
That's okay. Praise God.
Nothing. I'm just amazed at the – I always call you and your queen. How you doing, queen?
God bless you.
All right. I call you guys the dynamic duo. When I had called and I heard you two talking, I said, listen at the dynamic duo right there. Mm-hmm. It's like when you start from A, B, C, and D, she picks it up, E, F, G, and takes it on down to Z. And that's just such a blessing, man.
To God be the glory. We praise God.
I just wanted to call and tell you I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Dr. B, to be blessed, man. That's all. Nothing major.
It's always good. It's major because, I mean, people don't have to call and say those things, and we do appreciate you, and we thank God for you and your family, and we call you blessed, Prophet Adrian. We call your wife blessed, your children blessed, and we believe in God one day that you and your queen will be on the line with us. That's going to be, now that's going to, I'm going to shout right on the air. Praise God. I'm going to dance. I'm going to dance like David Dance. You know, a lot
too.
Of people say they're going to dance like David Dance. They won't even praise God. David Dance, he danced with a purpose. The glory of God returned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got a lot of shouting, dancing fest, but we need the glory.
Amen, Prophet.
Now, if you want me to be honest, the glory is so powerful until you won't be able to dance. The Bible said the priest couldn't minister because of glory. When Solomon finished sacrificing 1,000 animals, the Bible said the glory entered the temple. I want that kind of glory. I want the kind of glory wherever I walk. There's a destruction and disruption in the kingdom of darkness. I want everywhere, honey, I want everywhere we walk, and every time we open our mouth, demons run. They sound the alarm. We got to get out of here. Praise God. Well, God bless you.
God's going to do that, too.
You're
going to go into places, and people are going to start screaming to the top of their lungs, and it's going to be the demons inside of them that's screaming, that's trying to get out of them to escape the presence of God. You watch what I tell you.
I believe what you're saying. I believe what you're saying. You know, to God be the glory, we were in Chicago. We was up north and was ministering. There were some people from Africa invited us. And right outside on the sidewalk, this man screamed at me. He said, "What are you doing here?" And the people looked at me like, "What's going on?" And God wrought a great deliverance. We saw more devils cast out. And I'm telling you, God is not doing church. He's in the kingdom business. Praise God. I thank you for your words, man of God.
All righty, I love you guys. Y'all keep us in your prayers. And like the old folks say, I solicit the prayers of the righteous one to pray my strength in the Lord.
They sure did testify like that. Praise God. You forgot this one. Pray that I be the humble servant that God is calling for in these last and evil days. I thank God for the elders and those that have gone on. I praise God.
I
salute them. You be blessed.
All righty, I love you.
Love you too now. Hallelujah. Honey, God is so good, isn't he?
Yes, he is. God is awesome. He's so wonderful. We thank God for just his spirit, his presence.
Yes. It's nothing like his presence, is it?
No, there's nothing. I was just thinking about when you said that, how you would sit on the piano, and I enjoyed you the other night. You were just on the piano ministering. Oh my God, just sitting there listening to you. That takes me, it has always, and I know that it always will, take me into a place that is indescribable. There's so much peace and joy and love. Oh my God, God has truly anointed you. Your music, my God, it's just beautiful.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you, honey. I love, I mean that. And I love to just sit and play to you. And, you know, you have musicians, but I'm in prayer for minstrels. We're in prayer, our ministry, for prophetic singers. And I got a word today of people. There's this one family moving down from Chicago, and there's a shifting going on that I've never seen before. And well, God is good, and I just don't want just musical musicians because that's not what I am. I mean, I've had to comprehend in certain areas with All Saints. But I love the flow of the Spirit. So I decree right now, God, you send prophetic musicians. Send them right
Lord
now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Send
right
prophetic
Jesus.
Singers. And he's doing
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Right now.
Thank
I decree
you, Lord, right,
right now,
now
for every ministry that is obeying
yes,
you, that God, there be a breakout of glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
We pray
yes,
for
Lord
apostles
Jesus.
And prophets, evangelists and pastors
yes.
and teachers. We pray for a breakout of glory.
Oh, God, right now, Jesus.
Upon the homes, upon the men and women of God and the ministries and our missionaries in foreign land. We pray for a
yes.
breakout of glory. We thank you for a financial miracle for the kingdom purpose, not just money
yes.
for ourselves, but kingdom money. Ooh, I lose it. I feel that, honey.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom money.
Glory to God. Kingdom money, God.
I felt that in my lips. Kingdom money, I prophesied. We prophesied.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Kingdom money.
My God.
Kingdom money.
My God. My God. Kingdom money, Jesus.
Yeah, I felt that kingdom money.
Yes, Lord.
You've been praying for finances. I want you to put your hands on the internet, and if you got it, you're listening by phone. Just say kingdom money.
Kingdom money.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
I feel that, honey.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. So,
there's some money. Kingdom money. There's some money that is being loosed for the people of God. Jubilee, such as the poor has never seen it. You know, there's a requirement of God. The rich man said, I kept my commandments. I kept the commandments from my youth. And then Jesus said, sell all you have and give to the poor. And I tell you right now, there would be no rich if there wasn't poor. You know how much prosperity people gain through wars and through evil?
Oh, yes.
Oh, people get rich off of evil.
Yes.
The people who benefit from the drugs are not the drug dealers. Glory to God.
Amen.
Kingdom money. Kingdom money to build new communities. Kingdom money to build our own schools. Kingdom money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I felt that tonight. Well, we're so glad that the people of God joined us tonight. We want you to know we love you, and we will be back on tomorrow night at this same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is Prophecy Alive here with my Queen Katrina, and I am your host, Roderick Ovensby, and my lovely queen. Listen, honey, we're going to say bye-bye for now. Until tomorrow night, God bless every one of you.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
I believe that you made